This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and administration officials have encouraged the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials to wind down their bombardment of Gaza. That is according to a person with knowledge of the discussions who spoke to the Associated Press Tuesday on condition of anonymity to discuss the private talks. Disclosure of the stepped-up White House efforts comes as the Israeli and Palestinian death tolls mount and pressure grows on Biden to move more forcefully to stop the fighting. U.S. President Joe Biden is to highlight his domestic plans are being overshadowed by growing violence in the Middle East. We'll get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
At a Ford Electric Vehicle Center in Michigan, the president looked to make the case that his infrastructure plans will help steer the nation's future.
The future of the auto industry is electric.
By a scheduling quirk, he was in Dearborn, a city nearly half Arab American and a few miles away. Amer Zaher, with a group called New Generation for Palestine, says the president's a war criminal.
He is participating in and funding the murder of our families.
The White House is under intense pressure to intervene in the Israeli-Palestinian violence, but insists quiet diplomacy is the best path, while privately encouraging the Israelis to wind down their Gaza bombardment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China's UN ambassador says France is seeking a UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants who control Gaza. Zhang Jun, the current council president, confirmed France's UN ambassador informed the council during the third round of closed consultations. This is VOA News.